Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of 117 Gaming Squadron. I am your squadron commander, Phil. In this episode, I would like to talk about kind of like a topic. And the main topic is physical media starting to die off for physical games. And so I thought I'd kind of give the pros and cons of, you know, owning physical games and digital games and everything based on my opinion of what I think is and everything. And just kind of give a little update to what's happening in the industry and why I wanted to talk about the subject. So a few updates about me. So I've been playing two games right now. I've started Separate Ways on Resident Evil 4. And I believe I'm about three-fourths of the way through. I think I'm towards the end, probably maybe the last hour or two before I'm done. And then I've also jumped back into playing Lies of P. And I've actually been making good progress, but now I'm kind of in an area where I'm stuck at a boss fight. So I'm determined if I should maybe spend some time grinding, level my guy up, or keep trying. But I have a feeling I'm probably going to have to go and spend some time just grinding, getting some more ergo to level up, because I am currently facing the Black Bunny Brotherhood and they are a pain in the ass. So they suck. So I need to get stronger. So for tonight's episode, I found another new beer to try, and it is called Friend of a Friend, and is a hazy pale ale, and it's made by Headflyer Brewing. And this one right here, I mean, it actually uses a new hop that's called HBC 1019 and Trident. So I'd be very curious to see how those taste. And the 16-ounce can only weighs in at 5% alcohol, which for hazy IPA, it's kind of light. But, you know, the IBU is only 23, so it's not going to be that bitter and everything. So we'll give this guy a try and see what he tastes like. I am hoping that you know, this is another winner, but we'll find out. All right, let's get this thing going. See, wow, definitely kind of like a gold color. Holding up to the light, it's definitely hazy. You can't see through it. But yeah, it's definitely kind of a very cloudy, kind of like a gold color. And the smell of it. The smell of hops isn't that strong in this one. Probably because the IBU is not that strong, but I mean, I can smell a little bit of the juiciness and everything, so. All right, bottoms up. For some reason, I get a taste of like pina colada, almost like coconut. Kind of like the initial taste of like coconut. Yeah, the bitterness isn't really that strong in this one. It's definitely juicy. Like I say, tastes like coconut. Maybe a little bit tropical fruits. Not necessarily maybe mango too, but definitely feels more like a tropical hazy, just the way that the fruit tastes and air popping out. So, but other than that, I mean, it's not too heavy. It's actually very light. Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty easy drinking hazy. I think these are ones that you could probably down pretty good and have a couple without really getting hit. But at the same time, these things also taste like it would be a good summer beer. Sitting outside in the summer, want something with a little bit of flavor to it, this might be the right one. So, we'll see how it tastes at the end. I mean, I still got probably like 3/4 of a pint glass to finish, so. All right, so why did I choose this topic? Well, first off, I've noticed in the news and video game world lately that it seems like physical media is starting to die, especially now it's starting in 2024. We can start off with like the fact that Best Buy, Walmart, and other box retailers are not carrying physical media anymore in their stores, so you more likely have to order online and then either do a pickup in store or have it shipped to you. I mean, I still pre-ordered Final Fantasy VII Rebirth from Best Buy, and no, I believe I'm getting it shipped to me. So I'm pretty sure they'll still do it online and everything, but it's just interesting how they're not carrying that stuff anymore, because, you know, there are times I would just go to Best Buy, pick up a game, but I noticed that in the last, actually pre-COVID, they did have a good gaming section, but then post-COVID, like, their gaming section just shrank and everything, which was kind of disappointing. But another thing is the fact that in the news also, Microsoft has reportedly shut down its own physical media division. I mean, that's just currently a rumor, but it just also says that, hey, you know, Microsoft, after the acquisition, Blizzard acquisition, they're probably looking more towards filling in their, you know, pumping up their Game Pass and their subscription services. So for them to have physical media, you know, they may be kind of working their way out of it. Now that's not to say like they're not going to still release stuff, especially with like the Activision Blizzard names and stuff like that, or even Xbox, but there's a good chance, you know, they might outsource it to like a third party for them to do the physical stuff, and they just, you know, do it for them and everything. Another thing that I was online was the fact that Ubisoft kind of made the comment saying, better get used to not owning your games, because they too were talking about how physical media is starting to be the way of the dinosaurs, and that it's basically the subscription services digital is the way to go. And by the fact that what he was talking about, which actually Kate got people kind of upset, is the fact that, yeah, you may buy the game digitally, quote unquote, but do you physically own it and everything, compared to like a physical copy? Because it seems like you just own like a license to play it, but, you know, it doesn't guarantee you're going to keep have it forever. So, which brings me to my example, is the fact that like recently Spec Ops: The Line has been removed from not only the Xbox storefront, but from all digital storefronts, because the licensing for it has expired. So you're unable to purchase that game anymore unless they renew the licenses. But I mean, I've seen that happen too with like Metal Gear Solid, the HD collection was removed from online stores because of that reason. But if you own the physical game, that's not stopping you. But at the same time, if you also previously bought the digital one, you'll still be able to play it. They won't like block you for that. But that kind of gets me on my thinking about, you know, why, what are the pros and cons of doing owning physical games compared to digital. And so these are kind of my personal opinions, but I did talk to some of my coworkers and buddies to see what they say. And it was kind of most of them prefer digital, but anyway, so we'll start off with owning physical games. So for me, owning physical games has the way I've always been. I am a game collector, and so I want to physically have something to touch, to put on my shelf, to look at, to, you know, peruse through. Like everybody does with their books, or their albums, or heck, DVD, Blu-rays, whatever they want to collect. You physically want to grab it, and, you know, look at it. And so, I've always bought physical if I had the capability. Now, as for digital, I mean, I have bought digital and stuff like that, especially when there's sales going on around Black Friday. There have been some games that popped up where the digital price is just too good to pass up, so I have bought it. And at the same time, I mean, being a member of Xbox Gold and Microsoft's Xbox Gold and Sony's PlayStation Plus, I usually would grab their free games for the month and everything like that. So another thing is the fact that, like, a lot of people are kind of going on the lines of preservation, and I know that as long as we have physical media, like, that game is always going to be there. But that's not to say, like, over time, especially when it comes back to, like, original PlayStation games, Xbox games and stuff like that, where they would kind of have, like, a disc rot where the game would look, you know, fine, but the data on the inside would kind of have been rotted away, so you can't actually access the full thing, and it would just error out and everything. But that only happens unless you don't take care of your games. Like for me, I keep mine in the basement where it's cooler and not humid. And so I have not had that issue yet with disc rot. So cross my fingers. But and I think this thing is why it's more for me than other than the younger generation is the fact of the nostalgia part of it. I mean, growing up from the original Nintendo till now, like to buy a game, you physically have to have it. So you had to go to the store, you know, pick out a game you want, buy it, or, you know, went to the Blockbuster or Hollywood Video and rent it. And that was always something that we did growing up. And that's something that was always fun. You're like, oh my God, it's Friday, you get home from school, and you're like, hey, take me to the Best Buy, and you have your money going, you get the latest PlayStation game, and I can remember that just going in there and getting all excited, going up to the cash register, paying for it, and then quickly getting home and unwrapping it and be like, popping that disc into my console and just going. I mean, that was, those are the good old days that some people just won't be able to experience anymore, especially with digital and everything, so. But another pro that I've always noticed is the fact that physical games will be cheaper down the road than digital ones. And there are times where I have seen the digital game still selling full price for $60, but I can go into GameStop or another place, find it for half off, if not even less than that. And so it's like, well, yeah, I might as well just go buy the physical one for like $8, then paying like however it is online and stuff like that. So another thing too is the fact that with physical games, you can sell them back, you can trade them in, you can trade them with your friends, or you can share it with your buddies. So you don't actually, and you can't do that with digital, of course, unless you sign into your account, do this other stuff, and that could be a hassle because then you get only so many consoles to sign into and everything. But that's just the one thing is the fact that, like, my neighbor and other people are like, they got games that I want to try. I'm like, cool, can I borrow this? They're like, go for it. And I would borrow it, play it, and give it back. And it was nice because it saved me money. And at the same time, that may be a game that could be hard to find or expensive to purchase. So, you know, that's also a pro to it. The last thing I think is kind of a... I mean, it is kind of a pro in terms of the fact that if you lose your internet connection, how would you be able to play your digital games? Because more than likely that digital game is going to have to talk to the server to show, like, yes, I do own this game. So if you do not have an internet connection, it's a very good chance, probably slim to none, that it'll actually work. Now with a physical game, just pop that bad boy right in and go. Especially older generations. Now, I'm not saying, like, I mean, today it kind of sucks that you could own a physical game and yet the thing still needs to connect to the servers and talk to it and it may not play because the servers are down, which is complete bullshit. I think that's stupid idea, but all right, so let's go into the cons of owning physical games. I think the biggest thing that people like to talk about is the space it takes up, that you need a lot of space if you want a collection. And I mean, that's true. I kind of have a room in my basement right now that one side of the wall is bookcases with games in it, and I actually need more bookcases to fill it all in because I do not have enough space in those bookcases to fill it all in. So that's something I'm going to have to go out and buy is more bookcases to display all my games that I have and everything. So that I, you know, would not disagree with. But again, as me being a collector, that's something I'd like to, I like to have and appreciate and everything. So plus get to design my game or how I like and how I have it set up. It's like, you know, PlayStation, PS2, Xbox 360. So they're all by system and everything. You can throw some additional stuff in there like the console or controllers or special editions or collector's editions and stuff like that. Another thing about it is that fact that trying to play the game day one can be difficult unless you go to the store that day and pick it up or you get lucky and it comes in the mail that day. I have actually done both where I've ordered it and done day one pickup. I was able to play it right then and there. And two, I've actually asked to be mailed to me, and sometimes it actually would not arrive on day one. It actually arrived the next day or even 2 days after that. And so, with people online playing, I didn't want to be spoiled, so it's kind of hard not to watch people play the game because I don't want to be spoiled. So, that is kind of a downfall to that. Which kind of goes back to owning the disc and the internet is the fact that there's a good chance that you pop that disc in there, There's going to be a day one patch. Now, with most digital games, more than likely you probably download the one that's probably the most updated version, so having a day one patch may not be a big issue unless you preload the game or anything like that. But for physical ones, you can guarantee you pop that thing in there. It's going to check online and be like, oh, there's a patch we got to download, and there's a good chance that that thing could just be as big as the game, if not, you know, half the size of it. So you have to wait for that to download. Now, I've heard some people online talk about how they would like to have physical games to hold on to, but they've actually had their games stolen or their physical games have been broken. And so that, you know, prevents them from playing it. But at the same time, it's like, I understand that fear of your physical game's gone. Well, if you had a digital collection, it's like, it's all backed up. All I have to do is, you know, it's right there and everything. So, but then I think the last con, which I kind of brought up earlier, was the fact that most, especially when it came to like PS4 and Xbox One to now, most games that if you put in the disc, all it really does is just read it to say, okay, you have a physical, you copy of this game, and it ends up downloading the game anyway for you. So you could have this PS5 game, pop it in there, and it could only be like, okay, it just took 50 megs off that disc, and the rest of it's downloaded online. So it's like, well, what the hell then? But then when you want to play it, it still requires the disc. It's like, well, if you only took 50 megs off that disc, why do you still need a disc to play when you pretty much download the whole game and everything? It's just, but yeah, so does it save space compared to being having a digital one if you had a physical one? I'm not too sure. I've never really compared the two and everything, but maybe you save a little bit of space having the physical one because it doesn't need to download all this stuff, but who knows? All right, now let's get on to the digital games because, you know. So, for the pros, like myself and a couple of the other people I talked to, they said, I mean, a pro to having digital is the fact you do not need to get up and swap discs around when you want to play a different game. So, you're playing one game, you want to jump to another one. Might be like, oh, where's the disc? And so you have to get up, remove the disc, put in a new one, put in the other one, and stuff like that, where digital, it could just bounce around. Especially now with the systems that'll offer resume play, you can start playing one, jump to another one, and jump to another one without having to swap discs out and everything. So the convenience of that is really nice. Being able to have a digital one, you're able to play that game right at midnight when it's released. And a lot of these games now are starting to offer preloads where you can actually have that game pretty much downloaded. So like at the stroke of midnight or when the game's released, you can actually start playing it. But with the physical one, you'd have to wait till that next day or another day or two before you get it and everything. Another benefit is the fact that I would say these games are portable in a sense that you can download them all onto your hard drive. If you take your console somewhere, they're all right there. You don't have to carry the discs with you. So that definitely saves space and portability where, for example, your Switch, instead of carrying like 5 or 6 cartridges with you, you can have all the games saved on your Switch's hard drive, and you can just bounce around between the two, and all you have to worry about is carrying your Switch and your power adapter. Now here's, I think, is probably the biggest pro of being digital is the fact that gaming services like Game Pass, PlayStation Network, and Nintendo Online, you sign up for a monthly subscription and you're able to play games via digitally, which I am a member of all three and I do enjoy them. I enjoy Game Pass more than PlayStation Network because Game Pass actually has more first-party AAA games, while Sony has been kind of, I mean, they do, but they always wait. So by the time like their AAA games come out, it's like I've either already played it or I've already bought it on physical, so it's like, well, what's the point of me playing that? But I think that's the nice benefit is the fact that you sign up to a subscription service, find a game you like, download it, and you can play it. And there's no disc for you to buy or send back, wait in the mail or anything like that. It's just download it, you like it, continue playing. If you don't, you delete it, and that's it, and everything. So that stream service, I think, is what's going to be the way for the future. We'll get into that later. So now the cons. I think one of the biggest cons when it comes to digital is the fact that for some reason, digital tends to be more expensive than physical copies, even after they've been out for months. There are times where, like I mentioned earlier, was that I want a game online. I want to buy a game. Find it in the digital store. It's still selling for like full price at $60. But if I go to GameStop or another place, I can get it for like $45 or $30 or, you know, less than that. It's like, well, yeah, I'm saving money buying the physical one because it's considered used. Someone's already played it. It's not new. But at the same time, with digital games, you can't consider it used. And if you buy it, some of these places have a strict policy of refunding it and everything. So with a physical game, that doesn't happen. You can buy it and more than likely return it and everything. So this one right here has been kind of popped up in a while over the years of playing digital games, is the fact that they can lose their licenses and make that game either unplayable or unpurchasable. And there are times where, like the example earlier was like, you know, Spec Ops: The Line or Metal Gear Solid HD Collection, where they had to pull it from the store because their licenses or agreements they have with other medias, music, images, stuff like that, expired, and so they can't sell it anymore. So if there's ever a point you want to try and play that game, well, you can't buy it anymore because of that. So that, to me, is a con, because who knows, there might be a game down the road you want to play, you can't play it digitally. So this one right here, like I mentioned before, is the fact you always need an internet connection to play your games, even single player. So you can't download a game and then take it with you somewhere else or have lose your internet and try to play it, because it's going to be like, I got to verify if you own this game or not. Just because you have it downloaded and everything doesn't mean you actually own it. So I'd have to talk to the servers to confirm everything. And so that, to me, can be a con, because, you know, there are times I've lost power and everything, and I can play like, oh, I'll just play, you know, my Switch games or something like that because they're portable. Or I've even have internet loss where it's like, I can't stream movies, I can't do this. So it's like, well, at least I got physical games, pop in a physical game and go and everything. So this one right here, this con that some people have brought up that has happened to them, is the fact that their digital games are tied to an account. So if you have siblings or not, and they each have their own account, you may be able to share that game to multiple accounts, or you may not. So there's a chance you may have to buy that game multiple times, or just have to share that one account. Now, the downside to that account is like, what happens if your account gets compromised or hacked? There's a good chance you could lose access to that account and lose access to all your games, which means you may have to start over. Or, you don't remember your password and can't remember anything, so you can't get in. Those games are lost. Which, I mean, with today's standards, especially if you have 2-point authentication, I think you'll be safe on that part. So, and I think the final con to having a digital game is the fact these gaming services, as great as they are and convenient as they are, that we know they're eventually increased pricing over time. And everything, and then we know that the games in there are only temporarily, they're only there for X amount of time. So if there's a game in there you want to play, you don't want to wait 6 months or a year and try to get around to playing it, because it could be gone by then and everything, and you don't know when it's going to come back. Or you start playing a game and they take it off the service and you didn't complete it or whatever. So to me, it's kind of like, I pay monthly service to play all these games, which in the long run saves money, because I can probably play like 5 or 6 games for whatever, you know, on that before, from what it would cost me if I went on bottom all. But if the pricing starts going up and everything down the road, it's like, if I'm paying $50 a month for gaming services and games only cost like $70, it's still cheaper, but then the guarantee of that game staying on there for as long as you want tends to kind of like become questionable. So I mean, both owning physical and digital, like I said, comes down to personal opinion and convenience and how you want to play your games. To me, like I mentioned earlier, I am a collector, so I prefer to have physical to add to my collection and everything. And so I do feel like the physical media may be disappearing in probably the next 5 years. It would not surprise me if the next console, if they do release another physical, if Sony and Microsoft release another physical console after the Series X and the PS5, I have a feeling there's a good chance that machine will probably be 100% digital. And Sony is already doing that right now with their PS5 Slims. You can buy it, and it's digital, and if you want to play discs, you have to buy the add-on separately. I mean, Microsoft already did that with the Series S. Sony already did that with the PS5 Digital, but now it's like, they basically combined it, saying, okay, you want the PS5, here you go. But your own games, you want to play it, well, then you got to get the disc drive. And so I think that's the only downside to future games is the fact if these consoles continue to be backwards compatible, and you have the discs for them, I mean, I'd be curious if are they going to continue releasing drives for that system for people that are kind of like, I prefer my physical games if I backwards compatible, or if you watch movies and stuff like that, you still use that. So I'd be curious to see how that goes and everything that. Because for me, I hope, you know, fingers crossed that physical media and games does not disappear and everything. But there are games I have actually wanted that actually were released first digitally and then came out physically, whether it's a couple weeks later or even up to 3 months later. So for example, like Baldur's Gate, you can buy it right now digitally on the PlayStation Store, but I want the physical edition. So I am actually waiting probably till March or later to get a physical copy of the game and everything. And so all my coworkers are playing it right now. I am actually waiting because I won't spoil it for myself, but that to me is kind of a downside to it, is the fact I have to wait. By the time I get that game and play it, you know, some of my coworkers and buddies have probably already moved on to another game. So, but yeah. Let me know your thoughts on what you think is your preference. Do you prefer digital? Do you prefer physical? Does it not matter to you? Do you have any pros and cons to either one? Anything that I missed or any other areas you want to expand on? You know, let me know. Go ahead and comment or send me an email. Also, another thing is the fact that I also started a Twitch channel. So if you go to twitch.tv, look for 117 Gaming Squadron, all one word. You should be able to find my channel, and you can see me playing currently some games that I've talked about earlier, like Resident Evil 4 and Lies of P. So a lot of those games I will be playing that I stream, I will be talking about in future episodes. So if you want to see my reactions to them, how I play, all this other stuff, go ahead and head on over to Twitch, go ahead and find me, hit the follow button, and make sure you're notified when I go live. I try to go live 3-4 times a week, depending on schedules, maybe more, maybe less. But if anything, stop on by, say hi, send me some love and everything. And so now we come to the final part where I get to tell you how this beer was. I mean, this beer is not bad. It's, I don't know, like I said, it tastes like a pina colada. So, to me, I don't know if I probably would not buy this beer again. It didn't knock me over. It's not terrible, but it's not like, oh my God, I want to write home about it. I mean, out of 10, I'd give it like a 5 or 6. I mean, not that impressed with it, but I'll still finish it because it's beer. But yeah, I don't know, maybe this won't grow on me later on, but yeah, I can just see myself not purchasing this for a while. So, well, everybody, until next time, keep playing games and drinking good beer. Cheers and skull.